Town Talk would like to welcome Senior Autumn Williams to this edition of the Cup Spotlight. Autumn, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I know we're just at the start of district. Y'all are coming off a very disappointing loss to Seminole. Y'all are 1-1 right now. But as basketball comes to an end for you, what are you going to miss most about it?
I'm going to miss the time with my girls. I'm sorry. I'm getting emotional thinking about it.
You're good.
I love my team. I love spending time with them before the games, after games. I was just joking around with them all the time.
As we look to after basketball is over and after high school ends, what are your plans? Are you planning on trying to play basketball or anything like that?
No, I'm not.
No? What are your plans?
I'm going to go to school to be a maternity nurse.
Okay.
Yep.
Do you know where at yet?
To New Mexico Junior College.
New Mexico Junior College. What made you want to be a maternity nurse?
I love babies.
You love babies? Well, that's good. Somebody's got to do it, and I'm glad it's not me. Let's go ahead and we'll switch gears back to actual right now and playing. What are some of your personal goals for this year that you made for yourself before the season started?
A personal goal was just to go out and to be a leader and to encourage others and to take the younger players under my wing and just to show them that, you know, once we're gone, you know, to keep the, you know, I don't know, just –
keep the fight alive.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
To finish what y'all started.
Yeah, right. To stay positive and just to be strong, go to boards and just go out.
Now, as a team, what were some of y'all's goals to start off the season?
We want to go undefeated in district, which is not happening right now. But we're going to take district champs and area champs and, you know, so on and so on.
Make a deep playoff run.
Yeah, a deep playoff run instead of just – one and done.
One and done, right. You speak to that, and you speak to the trying to be district champs. I know moving up to 4A has been a challenge for y'all. What have y'all done to try to overcome the challenge of moving up to 4A and playing against much more talent?
In practice, it's just to work harder and to be – more into practice and to encourage and lead and to have some spirit and just go out and fight.
Every game is to beat people on the boards. That's how we're going to win most of our games.
You speak to the boards. I know y'all's first district game, you had 12 rebounds. What makes Autumn Williams a good rebounder?
I have fight in me, I guess. I hate when
shorter girls out rebound me, like.
And I'm big, so, and I have a good vertical, so, I don't know.
just the grit of it and trying to out-hustle.
Just the fight of me, I guess, yeah.
That's good. It's always good to have a good fight in you on the rebounding side of it. Speak to y'all's competition. I'm going to ask you a couple. You may think it's a hard question, but who will be y'all's toughest competitor in district?
Leveland, hands down, Leveland.
What makes Leveland the hardest opponent in district?
They have some good guards. They have a good coach, a good program, and they've just always been good throughout the years. And last year they had a good run in playoffs, and they have some good returning players and some new players that are fresh. And so,
after Leveland, who's next? Who's the next competition?
Denver City.
Mm-hmm. Is it just the fact of it being a rivalry, or is it they're actually that good as well?
They're that good as well because they did really good in playoffs last year. They beat Shallow Water, and they got to the regional state tournament. You know what I mean?
But yes.
They're a good program, too. They fight hard. They don't give up, and they don't make it easy for us to beat them. They scrap and fight. Every minute, every second.
I know last year y'all beat them 4 different times. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know the plan is this year to go out and do the same. What would it say to, and mean to you to go out and not lose to Denver City in 2 years straight?
It'll mean everything because Denver City is our rival. So to beat them every time is just great. It's a great feeling.
It's a great feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Speak to your teammates. I know you said you're going to miss them. What do you like most about playing with the teammates you have right now? Speak to, you know, maybe the individual teammates and the talent that maybe they bring that helps you with your game.
Jasmine, she's my real dog. She's so positive. She's encouraging. And on the court when I'm down and I happen to get a bad game, she always picks me up and, you know, tells me, like, I need to focus and get back on my game. And Scout, she's tough. She fights and she rebounds. And we just see the floor a lot because sometimes, like, she'll see stuff that I don't see and she'll tell me about it. And then the younger teammates, they're just encouraging, too. When I'm down and I'm not on my game, they pick me up and they help me be better and fight.
Well, that's good. It's always good to have a teammates to have your back mm-hmm. and to be there to support you. As we get ready to close out this interview, what do you want to say to those listening? Is there somebody you want to give a special shout out to or what?
To my teammates for just always picking me up and encouraging me, and to Coach Dowd for not giving up on me, and for my mom being at every single game.
Well, Autumn, we thank you for your time here at Brownfield. We thank you for everything that you've done for the program. You've been a great role model to these younger girls, and we just wish you nothing but the best of luck as you go on and try to pursue a career as a maternity nurse. that's a heck of a career to pursue. If y'all have missed this interview in any way, it'll be up on our website soon, towntalkradio.com. Thank you, Autumn, and good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.